do you think you learned from the end of the playoffs last year when you weren't active? I think in the last two games, the championship and Super Bowl. What did you learn from that experience?
The ball can't be on the ground, man. I mean, that's no secret. Fumbles will have you on the bench. And nobody had to tell me that. That's kind of been a rule that I've had since I was young. You know, it's nothing new to me. But this year, we're going to try to go and do the best that I can. I know I have to keep the ball high and tight. And I know that if I can keep the ball in my hands, then I'll be on the field. So and my work's cut out for me.
Did you use that as fuel in the offseason that you weren't playing towards the end of that postseason?
Of course, man, of course. Nobody likes to ride the pine, man. But, you know, you have to pay your dues. And when you make a mistake, you have to man up to it and just make sure you don't repeat the same mistake.
How much of a fumbles are – I talked to Ben Jarvis about this last year because he never fumbles. And I asked him, how much of it is mental? You know, and I want to ask you the same thing. How much of it do you think is mental?
Mental?
Yeah, like, you know, hold on to the ball.
You gotta hold on to it. I mean, you
once it happens. I mean, once a fumble happens, do you think? Are you thinking about it after that? Or?
No, I mean, you try to forget about it. Really, you don't want to have that thought in your mind. Like I said, you have to keep it high and tight and carry the ball like you're supposed to, and bring it back to your offense.
How comfortable are you? I saw you took some reps lining up out wide. How comfortable are you doing that?
I mean, it's a little bit different. I didn't do it a lot in college or earlier in my career, but that's what they do up here, you know, in New England. It's you know, Tom's a quarterback, and we go five wide. Sometimes we go empty. So you just kind of have to do it all. I mean, you can't just be a running back. You have to be an athlete and be able to do whatever they ask you to do, line up out wide, line up in the backfield, fullback, wherever they ask you to go. You need to be an athlete and be able to go out there and execute that play.
Are you confident that you can be a quote-unquote three-down back in this offense?
I mean, that's the coach's decision. I mean, I think I can do anything, you know, if I work hard enough at it. So I'm extremely blessed to be where I'm at right now. And, I mean, God's blessed me with some talent. So, I mean, I've been playing football my whole life, so I can pretty much do anything on the field. It's just if they want to, you know, use me in that way.
Were your eyes opened up a little bit? I mean, is this significantly more complex here than what you did at LSU in that offense?
Every player has their role, man. You know, and it's a big playbook to learn. But like Bill says, you know, he wants us to come out here and do our job. And that's all that they've asked me to do. So what they've asked me with my job to do, that's what I try to go out there and do, and I try to do that well. So it's not too complex with that role.
It's awesome. This is what we're working on. I don't know if you asked the ladies anything, but just about your basically pass blocking skills.
Mm-hmm.
And how would you assess them, and is it something you've really worked on?
We work on that every day. That's one of the first drills that we do. And, you know, it's the same lineup out wide. It's the same pass blocking. It's the same running the ball. As a running back, you have to be able to do all three things, and you have to be able to do them well. So, like I said, we just work hard every day in each drill that we do so that we don't have any flaws in whatever we have to do, whether it's pass blocking, whether it's lining up out wide, or whether it's running the football. We want to be able to execute all those and be as close to perfect as we can.
Because it seems like that's the surest way to become a three-down back. I mean, you can't be out there in third down if pass blocking is a weak point.
Absolutely not.
Is that something you did much of at LSU?
We did a pretty good bit of that. Yeah. You know, I mean, it was on and off, and whichever situations came about in the game, you never know when you're really going to get, you know, have that blitz pickup come in, or when you're gonna, or what play is going to be called, or what the defense is going to throw at you. So I think being an all-around back, you have to be able to do all three things well. Thank you all.